John Tedesco is known as an architect of Wake County's controversial student assignment plan. He and other Republicans replaced the district's diversity-based system with a school choice plan when they took control of the Wake School Board in 2009. He faces Union County teacher Richard Alexander in tomorrow's runoff.
Well, you know, I think Mr. Alexander's a nice man. I appreciate his service in the classroom for the last 20 years. And if we were voting for Teacher of the Year, I think we'd have to consider him as a candidate. We have to understand we're electing someone to manage a system with 800 employees and a budget of $350 million.
Both candidates have their eyes on that Department of Public Instruction budget, how to make it smaller and give more money and control to local districts. Alexander says he used to run a multi-million-dollar business. He wants to slash up to 60% right off the bat and eventually get rid of the superintendent's job altogether. He says Tedesco isn't nearly ambitious enough in his budget cutting.
I know that he has spoken about local control, but he's also talking about strengthening DPI. If you're strengthening DPI, you're not giving local control. I want to wean ourselves off of federal funding completely.
Though he became a conservative hero for the Wake assignment plan, Tedesco portrays himself as the moderate pragmatist in this race.
Every single school district in America receives federal funding, but I'm not going to lie to the people in North Carolina. I'm not going to tell them I'm going to do away with the role of the superintendent when that's a constitutional position elected by the people.
Tedesco says what he will do is fight for federal money with as few strings attached as possible, and he'll reduce the DPI budget with a scalpel, not a hatchet. But Alexander clearly wants a philosophical overhaul of the state's education system.
The last two governors have said every kid's going to college. Well, every kid's not going to go to college. So we need to go back to a two-track system in that we have college-bound students and we have technical vocational students. And I think the best group to look at that is the local districts.
Tomorrow's winner will face Democratic Superintendent June Atkinson in November. Isaac Davey Aronson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.